California's Energy Policy and Planning Agency wants to transition new homes away from gas-powered appliances. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The California Energy Commission released a draft building standards code on Thursday that would require new homes to be equipped with circuits and panels that support all electric appliances for heating, cooking, and drying clothes. Cruz Reynoso, son of migrant workers who worked in the fields as a child and went on to become the first Latino state Supreme Court justice in California history, has died. He was 90 years old. Reynoso died Friday at an elder care facility in Oroville, according to his son, Rondel Reynoso. The cause of death has not been disclosed. California's population fell by more than 182,000 last year. It's the first yearly loss ever recorded for the nation's most populous state that halted a growth streak dating back to its founding in 1850 on the heels of a gold rush that prompted a flood of people to seek their fortune in the West. The new figures were released on Friday. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors will be considering Tuesday whether to authorize spending an additional $500,000 at an outside firm hired to act as the chief financial officer. Eureka Times Standard reporting services of Macias, Ginny, and O'Connell were initially approved in early December by supervisors in the amount of $250,000. The item on the agenda would likely approve an additional $500,000. Arcata Play Center reopening today with a playgroup for kids up to five. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.